We're all invited to Marfa on Friday, September 22nd for a performance of Walt Whitman's epic poem, Song of Myself, by actor, writer, and director Johnny Stallings. Having connected with the work at an early age, Stallings performs the work from memory. On the following day, on Saturday, September 23rd, Marfa Live Arts will hold an educational workshop taught by Johnny Stallings focused on Whitman's Song of Myself. Both events are free and open to the community. Today, my guest is Johnny Stallings. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi, Marina. Thank you.
So, Johnny, you're from Oregon, but somehow you're going to go perform in Marfa. Will you tell us how that happened?
Yeah, this is going to be my first trip to Marfa. Some years back, Lynn, who is the artistic director of Marfa Live Arts, was at a performance of Song of Myself that I did in Portland, Oregon, and she made a mental note, and some years went by, and she invited me to come down and perform it there.
Do you have any expectation, or what is your expectation of Marfa?
Well, Marfa's kind of legendary. You know, I'm going down really to just do this performance. It's going to be on the courthouse lawn, and that sounds like fun. Walt Whitman would definitely be happy about the fact that it's an outdoor performance. He thought that that was the right place to do his poem, to read it. So anyway, I'm just looking forward to meeting everybody, and I'm sure Marfanians aren't that different from people elsewhere.
Oh, yeah, no, you're not going to another planet. You're just coming to Texas. You'll be just fine.
Yeah.
So tell us, I mean, you know, what is it about Walt Whitman for you? Where did the connection come from?
I read Song of Myself at quite a tender age, you know, maybe 18 or 19, when I was just out of high school and starting my adventure in the big world. And like many people, his poem just completely blew my mind. I was in love with it from the beginning, and I just continued to read it and reread it throughout my life. And at a certain point, somewhere along the way, I decided that I would like to memorize it and perform it so that I would just have it inside me, you know, just for reference, the way that many people can quote verses from the Bible without, you know, making a big effort to do it because, you know, they've studied it and it's gone into them in a deep way. And I sort of did that with Song of Myself. So that's my story.
And why in particular with Song of Myself? I mean, I know it's from The Leaves of Grass and it's a legendary book, but what is it in particular about Song of Myself for you?
Well, it's not just my own weird, cranky opinion. Harold Bloom, who's kind of the preeminent literary critic in the United States, says that the two sublime works of literature from America so far are Moby Dick and Song of Myself. And when it is studied, I would imagine that it's usually studied in English literature classes. But it's something much bigger than a nice poem. I think it's the greatest utterance that has been uttered here on our native soil. And it has a power. I would compare it to something like the Tao Te Ching or the Bhagavad Gita. I think it is our most precious sacred text. And I think that if you delve into it, it illuminates the most profound questions of life and death in spectacular ways. And my thesis is that Song of Myself is one of the rare poems that can and does change your life. So that's why I like it.
It's obviously changed your life. And, you know, to some people, it's like, well, you know, it's just words. I mean, you know, some people can just read a poem and move on with their life. But then to be so deeply affected. And I imagine at age 18, did you know that it was the masterpiece that it was? Or was it just an emotional connection and then it kind of took off from there?
I didn't really care if it was, you know, considered a masterpiece by, you know, the cognoscenti or something. I just connected to it very personally. But again, I think many people have connected to it in that way, in addition to its very large influence on all subsequent American poets, which is pretty well documented.
Does anybody else have that effect on you as far as authors are concerned? Or do you have any other poets or works that you adopt just as much as you did A Song of Myself?
Well, you know, it's unique in a way. I mean, it has a very special place in my life and in my heart. I've also performed Dostoevsky's short story, Dream of a Ridiculous Man, which I think is another really humdinger. I've performed solo performances of King Lear and of Hamlet, so I've gone pretty deeply into those two poems of Shakespeare's. So I guess those are my big four in terms of what I've lived with in my life.
I think those are the ones that stand out to a lot of us. I remember reading Hamlet, I think it was sophomore English, and I just thought it was the coolest thing. You know, there's sword fights, there's skulls, there's, you know, a confused teenager. It just had all the makings of what makes a fun story, I thought.
Yeah.
But it's funny how they stick with you, right? I mean, as you grow, you gather something new from each piece.
And Shakespeare is the strongest example, but, you know, a great poet writes lines that stay with you, partly because they're so beautiful, they're so well written, they're so perfect. And there are a number of lines like that in Song of Myself. And of course, Shakespeare is just chock-a-block full of that kind of thing.
Right. It's kind of just what comes out of his pen.
Yeah. He was pretty good.
You're going to perform on Saturday. That's at 7 p.m. But then you have this cool workshop that's also free the next day on Saturday. Will you tell us what does the workshop entail?
Well, no special advanced knowledge is required. And it's not going to be in the form of a lecture. It's going to be basically we're going to read the poem to each other and then respond to it like everybody gets to have their own personal response to it. I guess I want to, besides the performance on Friday night, I'd like people to go away from the weekend with a new love in their life, with something that they'll just continue to read and enjoy throughout their lives. And the workshop specifically, my theory is that because it's written in the first person, the voice in the poem is in the first person, that if you read it out loud and if you feel it and mean it the way that actors tend to do when they approach a text, mm-hmm. that activity will change you. Whitman himself says so in his preface to the first edition. But he says things like, "I believe a leaf of grass is no less than the journey work of the stars." That's just one little phrase from quite a long poem. But it's quite an extraordinary statement. And if instead of reading it like an assignment in an English class and going away from it and asking the question, "I wonder why Walt Whitman thinks that a leaf of grass is like the journey work of the stars." If instead you say, "I believe it. I believe that a leaf of grass is no less than the journey work of the stars."
Mm-hmm.
For a moment, it's true. For you, you do believe it. You feel it. You know it. And if you did that enough times, you would look at leaves of grass differently. And there's lots of them. They're all around.
So you do this everywhere. I imagine this isn't your first time doing this type of workshop. In seeing the responses, have you ever witnessed a response by a person that maybe you weren't expecting?
Nothing comes up on the screen right off the top of my head.
Okay, so then to reverse the question then, what is the most common response that you see people have?
Well, there's a few people who are put off by Whitman and by the poem. Maybe a few is the wrong word. Among poets, they tend to love him or hate him. But the people who love him, both poets and non-poets, just human beings, there's a fairly hefty percentage of people for whom he becomes like a dear friend. It's a very personal poem. And, you know, when you bring up Walt Whitman, as I do, you know, sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, people come up to me and go, oh, yeah, do you love it too? Like, are you in the club? Are you in the mysterious brotherhood of people who like, worship this poem? And I go, yeah. And it's quite a large club, actually, but there's no clubhouse, and so you don't really know how big it is.
Well, what's cool is that we all get to join your clubhouse, and in Marfa, it's huge. The sky is gigantic, and we get to see you perform it under that gigantic sky. So that's going to be exciting. Today, my guest has been Johnny Stallings. He will be performing Song of Myself in Marfa on Friday, September 22nd, followed by a workshop on Saturday, so we can all be better acquainted with Walt Whitman. Thank you so much for being a guest on State of the Arts today.
Oh, thanks for your time and interest, Marina. And I look forward to meeting you on my way through El Paso, maybe, to Marfa, coming up here pretty soon.
Yeah, yeah, come through. Everybody comes through. You're going to love El Paso. It's amazing.
Okay.